Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 74, Opie's Fortune Question. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's and pick up anything you're looking for that's Mayberry related, DVDs, t-shirts, trivia games, they've got it. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you through donations by listeners like you. Thank you very much for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsome, and it is great to have you with me again here in Mayberry. It's great to have you back. And we're rolling in tonight into a episode about it's actually an episode of the podcast about an episode of The Andy Griffith Show. So don't get confused on that. But it's Opie's Fortune Question. So it's about the episode Opie's Fortune, which was episode number 136. It was in the fifth season of The Andy Griffith Show, and it aired back in November 11th, 1964. Now, in the episode, this is the one where Opie is heading down the road there, and he's kicking a can out in front of him as he goes down the dirt road. And as he kicks the can, he kicks it, and it goes off into the ditch there, into the grass. And he runs over into the grass and runs out there and finds a man's purse. He opens it up, and inside it, he finds $50. So he picks it up, and he heads off down to the courthouse, and then this happens right here.
Shot you out of a can.
I was walking along, Paul. I was just walking along.
Take it easy. Get your breath. Now, what happened?
Well, I was walking home from school, Paul.
Yeah.
Just walking along, kicking a tin can.
Yeah.
Well, I kicked the tin can into the grass, and when I went to kick it out, look what I found. Open it, Paul. Look what's inside.
A holy jumping catfish. How much is it, Andy?
$50. I counted it.
That's how much it is, all right. Boy, people sure are silly. You know that? $50 and no identification.
Yeah. The man's purse, ain't it?
Yeah.
Boy, there's a fella's gonna have to do some explaining when he gets home tonight.
Yeah, you better know it. Well,
all right. So he found $50 in the change purse. Hope he did. And as he and so Andy is trying to tell him, well, you know, you've got to leave that money here for at least some period of time. So here's Opie's going, you know, I could take that home with me. And Andy says, no, usually we keep that for some period of time. So Opie's like, well, how does that work? So here's a quote, quick quote, as Barney and them went into this. So here it is.
How much time do I have to give them?
Well, as a rule, we keep lost money for 7 days. Ain't that right, Bart?
That's correct. And then if the rightful owner does not appear to claim said funds, find her same, keep same.
That's 7 days, though.
Is that for children, too?
Children, adults, the rules do not differentiate. If the rightful owner does not appear to claim said funds, find her same, keep same.
That's right.
All right, so Opie, he's trying to get that money because, you know, he found $50. I mean, good grief. What kid wouldn't want to be able to get that money? So he's all worried about it. And he's waiting around to find out, you know, if he's going to be able to get that. So for the week there, he's sitting just thinking about what he could get. Well, this is just a fun clip, so I want you to hear this. But I love the finder same, keep same. But here's a clip that went into this. So as he was looking for things to buy, he was looking around and found an Erector set. And so here's a comment. I love Barney's comment at the end of this little clip.
Oh, look at that. They got the same kind of Erector sets they had when I was a kid. Boy, you can build beautiful things with them. Bridges and Ferris wheels.
Yeah. I had one once. Built all kinds of things with it.
You think I could buy one of those sets, Paul?
Maybe. I remember I got one for Christmas once. And there's a little creek close to the house. And I built a little drawbridge across the creek. Had some little boats floating around in the water. And I had a little steam engine with some pulleys. And I could raise and lower the bridge. Had a little wind-up tractor to go across the bridge and everything. Is it fun?
Gee, Paul, I sure would like to build one of those.
Well, maybe you can.
Will you help us?
Will you help us? I love that. Because Andy's talking to Opie about what he could do. And Barney's just staring at him. I don't know if you remember that. But he's just staring there. Well, anyway, the time comes, and you know, then Opie, he finds out, you know, that the time is coming, and they're watching the clock there as they're waiting on the 3 o'clock time frame to come through, and finally it's 3 o'clock, and Andy and Barney go over there and they reach in the drawer and they take out the box. Now there's a box that Andy had been putting the money in. He put it in there. He took it out of his desk drawer and when Opie originally gave it to him, put the money change purse in it. And so it had been in his drawer. And so he reached in there at 3 o'clock and took it back out for Opie and took out the money and gave it to Opie. And Opie was so excited. He went running around and, just went out of there after Andy convinced him to keep $40 in a little piggy bank and $10 to go spend. So anyway, the question, here's where I'm getting to the question here. The next thing, you know, they found out Parnell Rigsby had lost the change purse or the money. And Andy and Barney are like, well, what are we going to do? You know, Andy's like, well, you just got to tell him. That's what, or Andy's like, I'm just going to have to tell him he's got to give the money back. But Opie came in and he was so excited about it. And Barney, you know, he couldn't even take it. He had to go back in the back room because Opie's talking about it being his second Christmas and all this kind of stuff. And then, then Andy, you know, he says this.
I couldn't do it.
And I heard.
Well. Ain't that one of the saddest bank books you ever saw?
What are you gonna do?
Well, I got to give Mr. Rigsby back his money. Got no other choice. If I tell Opie about it, he'll give the money back. He's that kind of boy.
You know, there's not many fathers that do what you're doing. Take the money out of their own pocket.
So Barney gets upset. He's just so sentimental there with Andy and Opie. Anyway, so then Andy, goes out to what he's doing there. Here's the question. Let me just go ahead and bring this up and we'll do it. When Andy took out the bank book, this is the question that came up this week. Somebody emailed me and I'd never been asked this or I'd never had it challenged. But when Andy took out that bank book and was showing it to Barney, he took it out of the same box that the change purse had been kept in there in the courthouse desk. The money had been kept in. Now, well, here's the question. Whose bank book was it? I've always thought perhaps it's Andy's bank book. Now, that's what I assumed. And I assumed that he was pulling it out and looking at it and telling Barney, said, look at that. Is that not one of the saddest bank books you've ever seen? That he was saying that because, that was to show how much $50 was to Andy Taylor. That $50 was a lot of money. It wasn't just like you could just pull it out of your back pocket and go give it to Mr. Rigsby. But you know, he was going to do that for Opie, and that's the reason Barney reacted as he did. Now, what I was challenged on was a guy telling me that that was Parnell Rigsby's bank book, that it had been in the purse, or Opie had found it as well somehow, and it was Parnell's. And that Andy was opening it up to say, look how sad this is. I have to pay this guy back. Well, anyway, that's the question. I would say it's Andy's, but this one gentleman had really was adamant that it was not Andy's, and that my frequently asked questions at Mayberry.com was wrong. And it may, you know, maybe it is, maybe I'm interpreting that incorrectly. I've discussed this with several other Mayberry fans in the last several days, and they all felt like it was Andy's. But I want to know what you guys think. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to be able to help me understand. Now, you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com and tell me who you think it was. Or you can call, and that's what I would prefer, at 888-684-8415. Call and leave a voicemail. Tell me who you think it was and why you think that. I would really love to hear from you guys to vote on that and just tell me, was it Andy's or was it Mr. Rigsby's bank book? Now, anyway, that was the question that came up this week, and the guy felt like I was being unfair to him by just dismissing his belief that that was Mr. Rigsby's. So anyway, I want you guys to help me out with that if you would. And we'll talk a little more about that in a minute, but let's go ahead and get to the end of this. You remember now, Opie was in the courthouse just a little bit later, and Parnell Rigsby came into the courthouse, and he saw Opie standing there with his new fishing rod and started asking him, was the sheriff there and stuff. And Andy and Barney weren't there. They were actually at Mr. Rigsby's house. Well, he told Opie about losing the change purse, and Opie didn't say anything really, but he, you know, in other words, by the time Mr. Rigsby got back to his house, Andy and Barney were there, and they had given Mrs. Rigsby the change purse or the money. And when Parnell got there, she presented it to him and showed him that. And he mentioned about Opie being back in the courthouse and not knowing anything about the money, and that he didn't, he didn't give it. He didn't even give any indication he knew about it. Well, Andy said, well, you know, that's because I don't talk about police business. But Andy was pretty mad because he went home and Opie had busted open his piggy bank and, you know, was at a store and everything. So Andy grabbed him and brought him back to the house, you know, and Opie's saying at the time, you know, he's like, but while they were at Mr. Rigsby's house, he's like, oh, Andy, maybe he didn't hear him. You know, I didn't hear everything. He said, get in the car. What, Andy? See, I didn't even hear you say that. So anyway, so after that, Andy had grabbed Opie, pulled him back into the courthouse, and was about to just tear into him, but going on a spending spree. And then this little scene here happened.
I don't understand.
Well, Pa, after Mr. Rigsby left, I got to thinking. Well, even though you said the money was mine and that I could spend it, I knew that I couldn't have much fun doing that, because the money wasn't really mine. So I decided to give it back. I'm sorry about breaking the piggy bank, Paul, but it was the only way I could get the money out. You give Mr. Rigsby the money back for me, Paul.
Well, I did it again, didn't I?
Did what, Paul?
Oh, not realizing. You're really something. You know that, Ope?
I just love that scene. I love seeing Andy as he realizes his son's a good kid. You know, that happened so many different times on the Andy Griffith Show. It's just very touching to watch that father and son interaction. Andy was so upset with him because he thought he'd found out about the money and he was going to go spend it all, so that it wouldn't, There's my phone's ringing. Sorry. But so that it wouldn't get picked up, you know, Mr. Rigsby wouldn't get it back. And what Opie was really trying to do was to be able to give that money back to Mr. Rigsby. So anyway, that was just, well, hold on, folks. There. My answer machines are going off. Hey, that's what happens when you're filming this and videoing it live and talking live here. So anyway, folks, that was just a very touching scene that was kind of ruined by our phone ringing here at my house. But anyway, hopefully you enjoyed that as well. Now, folks, I would really enjoy it if you'd be able to, put in some comments about this. I'd like to hear what you think. Whose bank book is that? I'd really appreciate hearing from you about that. Just you can email me at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me at 888-684-8415. And you could also leave comments at the website on the page itself. We'll have you can go to mayberry.com/podcast. Actually, you can go to twochairsnowaiting.com now, and it'll transfer you directly to that. So either one of those will work. And you can go to facebook.com/twochairs as well. Any of those things would work great. I tell you one other thing you could do for me if you have a chance. If you use iTunes to subscribe to Two Chairs No Waiting, if you could go to iTunes and give a review, rate the show, rate it, and give a review about it, that would be wonderful, because that'll help us in iTunes, and it might help us get more listeners and let us be noticed a little bit better. That's just something that might help some of the Mayberry folks out there be able to find us if it was a little higher up in iTunes, where it actually showed up on some of the front pages. So anyway, if you have a chance, drop by iTunes. Folks, I want to thank you all that have been donating to the podcast, because all that's going to directly helping to improve and increase the quality of the podcast, or to host our web stuff, the audio and stuff. We're having to pay for that, so I really appreciate it. And I would like to announce that tonight's executive producer, or this episode's, is Joey Fan. So Joey Fan is the executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 74. So thank you, Joey, for your support. And if anybody else would like to donate, there's a donation button at mayberry.com/podcast or twochairsnowaiting.com. And you can just go there, and it's on the right-hand side. It's a PayPal donation. You can donate whatever you'd feel led to do. And I appreciate that a lot. It's definitely very helpful to what we're trying to do here, and just to keep the Mayberry stuff flowing around. So folks, I've enjoyed it, and I hope you have, and we hope you'll join us next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. See you next time.